Puff Cannabis, which says it's the largest privately owned cannabis company in Michigan, is looking to open a dispensary in Menominee. The company already has its SLU and building permit, but is waiting on its license. During public comment at Monday's city council meeting, Puff's attorney Denise Policella reminded council members those permits were granted months before talking of a referendum to cap dispensary licenses.
As it, you know, pertains to Puff in particular, only 8 licenses have been issued. They are next in line. They're waiting for their state license, and the fact that the city is for some reason not willing to allow them to have it is baffling to me, because even if the rent referendum is upheld, there's still a license available and Puff is next.
Vice President Nick added the company isn't trying to start a legal fight with the city, saying they are within their rights.
We received a temporary COO. It's not like we did this knowing this was going to happen. That wouldn't be a smart business decision. We're not that, like that. We, unlike other companies, did not litigate against the city for this license. It was available, and we just came here and applied for it. So what did we do wrong?
For now, Puff Cannabis license is on hold until City Manager Brett Botbile returns September 2nd. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch.